Get up.
Yeah.
Get up.
I'm tired.
Get up there, Matt.
Wake up there. There's a cup of coffee next
Matt,
to you.
Do you want all of these White Claws?
You know that it's cold gang, ho.
What's Online Podcast.
I'm so excited to be here.
I still can't hear anybody.
I got watermelon. It was a random grab.
Matt, why don't you pull them dicks out your ear?
Got
him.
That's
why you can't hear.
Oh, that's what I call a burn.
Genitalia.
A burn.
Shit. In the ear ducts.
Yeah,
dicks and ears.
I tell you guys what. There's nothing more than I like taking a full tin of Copenhagen mint and stuffing that into my gob and driving my truck mudding.
Mm-hmm. That's some Wednesday night if I seen one right there.
Copenhagen what?
Mint.
Mint. Mint.
Mint.
Mint.
Mint. Listen, I don't
like
know
mint
how.
Leaves.
I don't know how I'm gonna.
I wish this was close.
No, it's a mint flavored chew. It's mint flavored chew. It comes in flavors.
Leaves.
Do you want it closer?
And my orange slices and mashing them up in my mortar and pestle.
And I'm starting.
Mortar and pestle.
And I'm starting to think that maybe you're a city slicker if you don't know that. That a good old tobacco chew.
Hey, let's play some banjo and do our taxes, fella. That's what you guys like to do around here, right?
Hold
Let's
up.
Have some martinis, boys.
Pull up the banjo and do our taxes.
Taxes and martinis.
You guys catch the lacrosse game?
All right. That was pretty good.
Wait, you
hey, can we start the podcast over?
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, no intro.
It's already going.
Boom.
Charlie Brown.
Boom. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the What's Online podcast. We're here to answer two questions. How can it be bad if it hurts so good? And what is online? Tonight we have Ryan Buck.
I'm holding my microphone tonight.
What? This doesn't seem right. Matt, why is this happening?
He's not really Ryan.
Awful explanation.
Thank
All right,
you.
We're skipping over Matt. And we got Daniel
holding
Ryan.
Mics.
What? Ryan at least should have a mic stand.
I wanted to hold one.
It's just
look, I got my legs propped up. I'm all comfy today.
You do look pretty comfy.
I wanted
comfy.
To just relax.
Dan, yeah. You don't hold your mic close to your face when you get excited.
He's got his...
And into the actual conversation.
It's funny when it just sounds like almost I'm not talking to the listener, but I'm just yelling at you. You know?
Yeah.
You get real rad, and you kind of hear my voice... Hold the fuck on! No, that's not how it works. You know what I mean? That
kind of
shit.
Yeah, no, but it's a lot less funny when you're like getting really into deep in your conversation, and then Matt and Ryan are like having like a side thing about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or something like that.
That's how it goes.
You know what? I'm
that's
sorry.
Crazy
that's
right
that,
now.
That's
Part
not an accurate stereotype. I don't think you guys have had.
Ronin Leonardo is something else. I've been told. All the other turtles have died off, and he's the only one left.
There is a
harsh. Why did that happen?
I don't know. I didn't read the comics.
Yeah.
That's like the current arc.
Is he
that's going in?
Just being a dope ninja by himself.
Hell yeah.
Is he
rogue turtle
guiding anyone else around?
Wait, they killed off all the other turtles?
Yeah, they all died, and so Leonardo's the only one left, and he's like, you know, getting. His
I mean, I guess it's a good
revenge.
Thing that nobody gives a shit about comics anymore because otherwise, I'm sure there would be some people upset, but.
Yeah.
Who, like, grew up with, like, TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not a big comic boy, but I bought, on the Kindle, I can't remember what, it's like Usashi or something like that, and
Usashi.
It's a samurai rabbit who is made by the, or was in the same company as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I think Image Comics.
Oh, yeah. I know which guy you're talking about. He's in the Turtle universe.
He is in there, but he doesn't always get used because there are licensee. Mm-hmm.
He's not turtly enough, huh?
He's not turtly enough because he's a rabbit.
He's a rabbit.
But he's also, like, his actual setting is in, like, the samurai, like,
yeah, he's, like, era. From, like, time traveler.
Mm-hmm. But in one of the Turtles cartoons, they have, like, a battle of, like, all of the ancients come around, and then Splinter gets invited, and he's like, I must go here and do this thing. And then the turtles follow him, and then they're like, you're way too fucking old to do this. And then they meet the samurai rabbit. He's like, I'm very cool. And I'm like, I want to figure out about the samurai rabbit.
Hey, guys, yeah. I'm hair.
I'm hair.
Yeah.
He actually might be a hare. He's a little bit lean. He's a bit tall. You know
fighting machine.
He's turtle,
lean,
Ninja Turtle
tall,
size.
Fighting machine.
You guys know the difference between a hare and a rabbit?
Nope. Well, a hare is like lean.
You're going rabbit off of what I told you.
No. From the vaults.
Yeah.
Well, you know, your bunnies are kind of compact and they burrow.
Yeah.
And hares are
a CB.
And hares are kind of like, okay, so we got house cats, those are bunnies. And then we got cheetahs, those are hares. That's kind of like the difference.
I have a rabbit related topic.
Do you a person or an animal?
Before we get too far away from this.
Okay.
Do you know that you guys don't know this because you don't know what hares are. They box when they
fuck.
They're like mini kangaroos then.
No, they're when they want to fuck. Like when they're getting ready to fuck, they box.
They punch each other. It's foreplay.
Like no, they fight off other males. And then the females will do it to males they think are inferior. They're like, "No, you can't fuck me." So they get up on their hind legs and punch each other, and that's how they decide they're going to do mate. And there is a term called mad as a March hare, and it happens in the springtime when bunnies and things fuck. So when
spousal
you're
spousal abuse,
kind of yes,
kinky
as a March hare.
Mad as a March hare is spousal abuse or potential spousal abuse. It's usually the guys going at each other.
Well,
but
yeah, it sounds like she gets out of it really quick.
Yeah, no, she is the one that's beating him. She'll get up on her hind legs and be like, fuck you, you're not.
Oh, wait, no, that definitely is, because then what happens if he wins?
He usually, like, if the woman is like... No, if the female hare
is like, no, fuck you, then he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like, well, shit. I fought off all these other hares, and I'm still not good enough for you. I'm going to go fight some more.
Find someone who's impressed.
Yeah. Listen, Dan, believe it or not, I'm not a professional hareologist.
I am.
Yeah, you are. All right, you got some more rabbit stuff.
Oh, I just wanted to see if any
gotta,
of you guys
you gotta
had...
make that a pun, Matt. You can't just like say there's something there. That's the joke.
Everyone knows that Matt's bald. You can hear it in the way he talks.
He poured into his head when he said,
did. It's like the fucking wind coming off the top of Mount Everest.
Mount Everest.
Dan does a good job of editing it out, but
let's put a windmill behind Matt's head.
Like windmill
producing.
I'm a big proponent of nuclear power, actually, so I don't really believe in windmills. What were you gonna say?
Oh, I was gonna see if any of you guys had any opinions on the
Lola Bunny.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not hot anymore.
Wait. Okay, can we point this? Should I give back?
Am I wrong?
Should I get?
Am I wrong?
Let's get some background on it.
The first comment I saw was like, "Where'd they go?"
Should I give background information on
this? Yeah,
of course. Okay, so the new Space Jam, they are kind of. I don't know how truthful this is, because I'm hearing it from a bunch of different like sources, and I don't actually care that much about Space Jam.
Space Jam 2 is a sequel, anyways.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Exactly, like going.
I forgot about it. I heard about it and totally forgot about it until this little bunny kid came up. I was like, oh yeah, that's happening.
So
yeah,
the background is Lola Bunny. Her first incarnation was kind of like a
very sexual.
Very.
Her whole thing, that was her part.
Yeah.
She yeah, and
like with the cartoonish like jaw
birth of a furry nation, really, for like our generation. It could have been.
It's a lot of 90s babies first crush.
Yeah. They knew what they were doing when they did it, and everybody was on board.
About that, yeah. Like,
I don't think Michael Jordan necessarily was, but he was like, she's good at basketball.
Like her
he was married at the time, so he's
He's like, I'm not going to
Her entrance into the thing was that vibe. Like, she dropped the ball and, like, bent over and picked it up and, like, was, like, the lighting and everything. It's not, like, some, like, locked in my memory, but, like, I've seen recent pictures of it because of obviously.
And her newest incarnation, she's got, like, the full, like, fitting basketball suit and she's...
No longer Sporty Spice.
Yeah.
Mostly she just lost the big tits. That's really the main difference, that and then the style of drawing has changed a little bit.
Not much.
It's mostly just the tits are gone, and it's
the oversized jersey.
I did not
realize that's what it was until someone pointed it out, and I was like, that is really like the only difference. Like, she still has the same makeup and everything, and everything. Like, it's really not much of a change.
No. Her midriff is showing in the first one. I should point out.
Yeah.
She's wearing the crop top
suit, and now it's a. Well, I mean, it's still.
Now it's the oversized jersey.
And I heard from some people saying that she's more like girl power feminist-y, which I don't know.
That's kind of what she was in the first movie that it came in. And
she was the badass.
Yeah.
She was the ringer.
Don't call me doll.
And Bugs was like, I'm going to hit on you. Like, see how cool I am. Like, it was like, she comes in. Look how sexy this chick is. That was like the opening lighting and everything. And then Bugs is like, let me show off. And then she's like, nah.
I can fucking bounce a ball.
The whole thing. She was always that.
Right. Bounce so I think we're. I don't know. I think we're
There's
all
only one ball I'm here to play with. You'd say something along those lines.
What?
I missed your bit.
Yep.
So now that we have background on the on the thing, would I be out of bounds saying that we're pretty much all in agreement that the original Lola was pretty girl power positive anyway?
Yeah.
And that by
And that's enough, damn it.
And by D I Again, you don't need to, I don't know. I think the backlash is over-warranted, but I think the other way to say that she was being objectified was, I don't fucking know. I'm not a feminist.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. My favorite incarnation of Lola Bunny was, what is it? The Looney Tunes show, where she is literally a completely spacey idiot.
She is super ditzy in that she made Bugs Bunny like a shirt made completely of nickels. So it's like chain link like shirt, but it's with nickels.
And like they're like on their one of their first dates, and she's talking all the way through a movie and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She's a complete idiot through that.
Yeah.
But Daffy
God damn,
is
that
too.
Show is
like,
so good.
I really like the Looney Tunes show. Yes. It's one of the more, how would you describe the Looney Tunes show? It's almost like a sitcom because Bugs and Daffy are roomies.
They're
roommates. So, but
I don't know if I fucking saw this.
So Bugs and Daffy are roommates.
It's real
but
good.
Bugs pays for everything, and Daffy is basically a freeloader. And Daffy is kind of like a combination of Bender, Cartman, and like he's just a complete.
He's the
fucker.
Charlie Sheen in the Two and a Half Men kind of guy.
Okay. Oh boy,
he doesn't have
with
a life.
The freeloader kind of, not like the ladies' man, but he's like Daffy's, the freeloader. Yeah,
he's the brother, not Charlie Sheen. The other dude.
Okay, whatever. Whoever's the freeloader.
Yeah,
don't question my Two and a Half Men. No.
We won't. That's a whole other show we're gonna have to explain because.
And we're not going to.
But Daffy, like in the show, to get a grasp on his personality, he doesn't have a license, and he can't drive a car. But he has a float. That's him. That kind of like walks like he has like a paper mache float that's mounted on
like a
vehicle, and. He drives that around.
Yep.
And he's like, you don't need a license to drive a float around. It's a parade float.
Even though
he's never been in a parade.
He also outsmarted the system once and legally changed his name to Professor Duck. And then he ended up getting a job out of college immediately because his name was Professor Duck.
He's more of a Kramer kind of character.
Kramer is a good way to describe him.
So it is kind of like a sitcom. And there were people who didn't like it, but I loved it. Yosemite Sam was a complete like redneck moron.
Yeah.
Porky Pig was doing
he was going to community college and stuff,
trying to better himself. He was he was the grounded one of the friend group.
Speedy Gonzalez had an Italian Mexican restaurant. It was like taco pizzas and then different pizza things, but in taco form.
Did you say Italian Mexican?
Italian Mexican.
Oh.
Because he's Speedy Gonzalez and pizza's really popular.
See, I would rather talk about Looney Tune Adventures more than I want to talk about Lola's disappearing tits. But Daffy did have
What am I supposed to masturbate to when I watch Space Jam 2 with my children?
I mean,
LeBron James, obviously.
Jesus.
Excuse me, sir.
Dan.
Yeah.
Tits.
Tits for tats.
Tits.
All right. Here's what I would offer to anybody upset about her not having tits. Maybe she's just wearing a sports bra on this one.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe she's not. Wink, wink.
That wouldn't help because she's shown as having no tits in the artwork, Matt. Shut up. Matt, we're talking about cartoon titties.
I don't want to be awake right now.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Matt, you want to pass me that cup of coffee?
No.
No.
I poured that about 5 hours ago. I made that, and I've been trying to take it out every cigarette that
Ryan offered it to me.
I keep forgetting about it.
I did. I said, Matt, do you want that cup of coffee?
No. Matt, can you hand me that? Do you want to take a large gulp before you pass it to me?
Oh, it's cold.
I just said I made it 5 hours ago.
That doesn't explain anything.
You said it's cold. That explains that immediately.
It could be iced coffee.
Matt.
What?
Matt.
What?
Hey, Matt.
Curtis.
Matt.
Curtis.
Ryan.
Matt.
Squanto.
All right. Who's the black guy in the new Space Jam?
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was going to be Michael B. Jordan.
I was hoping for Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. The original Space Jam 2 was supposed to be with Tony Hawk. They were going to do a weird skateboard one.
Oh, my God.
And then it never happened. So.
What a fucking bullet he dodged there.
Yeah. That would have been not good. The animation was 2D, and it was
probably would have been better acting than Michael Jordan.
No.
No?
No. They showed some artwork from
Tony,
it, and it
Tony
was,
Hawk cannot act.
Yeah, it was Daffy doing a kickflip over Crook.
Yep.
Tony Hawk, I have a lot of respect for him.
I've seen his video games. He is not good.
He cannot.
Voiceover.
You guys have watched both Tony Hawk's Undergrounds and seen him voice act, and it's just, hey.
Hey, I'm Tony Hawk.
Man.
Don't do that. He's if there was ever
he's
a man,
you said played both Tony Hawk Undergrounds. You mean watched Search for Animal Chin?
Yeah. Well, I don't even think he. They were probably let's not give this kid any speaking lines in this.
But what's his face from Video Days?
Video Days.
Guys. Jason Lee.
My name is Earl. Yeah.
Yeah. He became an actor.
Knocked out of the park.
I guess.
Literally. He's probably not going to the skate park anymore.
No, probably not. He's a Scientologist.
Oh.
They don't have time for skate parks.
Yeah.
Friends with Tom Cruise.
That nonsense.
Will Smith.
Tomfoolery.
Really?
Tom Ford.
Yep.
Weirdo.
Does that surprise you?
No.
Okay. I don't think there's going to be any scene that's going to be nearly as good as Michael Jordan getting sucked into the
weird,
yes,
into the fucking golf hole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah.
Watching that as a kid was hilarious, and that's sticks in my mind. It's almost body.
It's
horror.
It's still good.
It's almost body horror. A
little bit.
And
Saw?
What is this?
And what's
Space
his
Jam.
Face? The fat
Murray.
Guy.
The, plot.
The fat guy from Jurassic Park
and
Malcolm and the.
Yeah.
Oh,
middle?
Fucking Newman?
No. Newman.
Yeah. Newman?
Yeah.
Dinkelberg.
He was just fixing a divot.
Yeah, I'm fixing a divot.
He's fixing a divot.
His acting is great in that. Yep. I'm just fixing a divot. He
was a great
looking.
Assistant. Fucking Bill Murray in that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Daffy Duck's just how'd
Bill
you
Murray
get here? He's
sucks.
Like, oh, I knew a producer.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, so that's how it works around here.
because that was like kind of it was kind of like an echo of Who Framed Roger Rabbit as far as like live action animation and
yeah, I was like, hold on, cartoons and live real action.
Life. It's like, so I'm not the only one seeing this kind of shit.
What kind of wacky world is this?
But they're
weird
obviously going to use
crossover with reality and not reality.
Well, they're obviously going to use like 3D like animation and stuff, and it's just I don't know if it's going to.
No. They just found bugs
in real life. It was just that hair.
How do you think they shot the Looney Tunes movie? Was canon for reality
with Brendan Fraser?
They all have their own sets, right? Isn't that a Looney Tunes movie? Like they're all actors.
I never saw that one actually.
Like shooting Looney Tunes.
That's the Muppets.
Like when I said they're obviously going to be using 3D animation, I meant they're not going to use 2D animation, which is drawing like 2D versus using CG.
3D.
In Space Jam, I think
it's gonna be some kind of like Paper Mario kind of thing. Is what you thought? I thought you were talking about.
Have you seen Space Jam?
The other option, yeah.
And Who Framed Roger Rabbit? They drew that.
Yeah.
With pencils.
Yeah, without versus
Nutsoids.
CG.
Oh, as opposed to doing it that way.
Yeah.
Correct.
No Photoshop required.
Jesus Christ, that was difficult.
We got there eventually.
Fun to draw.
No, but CG would be, I'm expecting.
Much faster.
Yeah. And much more cost effective.
You think that's going to have an impact on the art of
the
animation in the sequel as opposed to the first?
Yes, 100%, because I think there's something about like seeing Bugs Bunny in 2D and moving around people who are 3D versus taking a CG Bugs Bunny and just dropping him in, because we've seen CG forever.
Yep. I've played that Looney Tunes video game.
We've seen Alvin and the Chipmunks, and that didn't necessarily have the impact on the world that people...
What about the Garfield movie, Kurt?
Oh, God.
That Bill Murray was in also.
Only the best.
Do you guys know the story behind why Bill Murray did that?
Because he hates Mondays.
No, so this might be complete bullshit, but this is a rumor I've heard over and over again. Is Bill Murray has an answering machine that gets all of like the roles, and he goes through and he listens to them, and he heard that somebody named something Cohen was directing the Garfield movie, and he thought it was the Cohen brothers.
He was just like, yeah.
And that's why he did the Garfield movie, because he thought he was going to get a chance to work with the Coen brothers.
But instead it was Leonard Cohen.
It was right before he died, he directed
Garfield and Garfield 2.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Garfield.
There was a big orange cat.
He ate lasagna and he was fat.
He doesn't really care for Otis, do ya?
Here comes the major kick. He kicks the dog. Yeah. That's where that joke was going.
Goes like this, lasagna lick.
And with a strangled cry, he moaned. I hate Mondays.
I hate Mondays. Too bad this isn't right when this episode ended.
Oh, is it?
Are you
not
even
recording anymore?
No, I'm still recording.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying too bad it didn't end there because we got to get of singing Hallelujah Garfield style.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, damn.
Now we're just awkwardly stammering about how good that was.
That was a good bit.
Let's just do it again.
You know that
Garfield.
What's that dog movie?
Shaggy Dog.
Beethoven.
Dogs vs. Cats.
No, that's a good movie.
All
we
dogs
talk
go to
about
heaven.
That. No, the
Beethoven. Did you say Beethoven?
There's the one that Louis C.K. was the main voice for.
Who?
It was
How did all the other
Wilfred
Air Buds go besides
it was like
Air Bud
the animals, what they do when nobody's.
I actually.
Was it Wilfred?
I have an Air Bud story we could talk about.
Yeah. Are we going to write Air Buds 11?
I don't
where
know which
like
number this one was.
Dogs
but
and they all like go heist a museum.
This one had raccoons in it as well. So it was like Air Buds and raccoons, and they were playing like.
Air Buds?
Like they're like multiple. They have puppies.
Yeah. No, they did. They're
about 11.
Yeah, and there was a scientist that was like testing on these raccoons and shit. And so when I was watching this, I was also tripping on acid. So. Air Bud got real weird because this monkey and these.
We definitely need to put a pin in that, but I want to talk about cats versus dogs.
Okay.
All right. Shut the fuck up.
Well, because we're not going to have enough time.
That's fair.
But, my topic is better.
No. Because are we getting.
Long story short, I couldn't get through the whole movie because it was so intense. And,
well, no, I thought. So.
Well, and you probably wanted to go for a walk.
Yeah. I wanted to go find my own raccoon Air Bud.
This is
to
good,
play
but
for,
I don't
sports
want
to
watch
with.
This anymore, man. I feel like I need to do something. We should go do something.
Yeah. Anyways, cats versus dogs.
No, I was going to say.
They were looking at a bomb and they were colorblind and couldn't figure out which wire to cut.
That's a good fucking
that movie.
That's cats versus dogs.
That activates like parts of my brain that I haven't used in a long time.
I have children, Kurt. I've seen this fairly recently.
No. Really? I haven't thought about this in a while, and I'm like, oh, wait, there was this movie that just was played all the time for incomprehensible reasons. It was just...
That and something with Frankie Muniz in it.
The kid, like,
gave us what we wanted. I can't remember another, like, talking, like live-action...
They stopped it there because they peaked.
There was... after that, I don't remember, but before that, there was the... Fucking what was it? The Great Adventure? It was like two dogs and a cat, and they were
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound. That's what it is. Yeah,
I loved Homeward Bound.
That movie was so good.
That was my child.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
There was a bunch of
But they didn't talk the same way. Their mouths didn't move when they talked.
No,
that's true. That's true.
But Cats versus Dogs was great because they had the CG mice like getting sprayed with
pestilence. Did they just give them peanut butter before the scene?
Probably. What they did with Mr. Ed.
Remember the kid was like playing like soccer and Cats versus Dog was a special place. I kind of also want to talk about Mousetrap though.
That was a good
Mousetrap.
Movie.
Is that the with Nathan Lane?
No, he's talking about a Keystone.
Okay. No. The
50 seconds.
The one where they had the two brothers that inherited a string factory.
Oh, my God. Dude, that movie fucking... When Christopher Walken goes there as the mouse catcher and gets the wire dragged through the whole fucking building by his ankle.
Home Alone, but with a tiny mouse.
That, like, traumatized me when I was... Like,
that.
I can still, like, see that vividly. Yeah. When I was so young, that was, like, supposed to be humorous because it's, like, Looney Tunes style, but, like, it's live action, and I was
and
not
he's
ready for
really
that
fucked up.
That's like, he gets carried out. In like a full body cask, I'm like, holy shit! Like this wasn't even his problem.
That
like,
movie holds up.
Like,
it really does.
Yeah. It's all like practical effects. Like that's the.
Is John Goodman in that one too?
Is he the boss?
If he is, he's not a main role.
No, he's not like one of the main two guys. Because it's
boss.
Like
I thought
he
was.
He might be
maybe
like.
I'm thinking of a different movie. Like, were they like trying to smash into the walls?
Yes.
And, yeah,
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I think
he might
that,
have
then,
showed
yeah.
up in that.
It's
that's
essentially
a weird
the Sticky
movie.
Bandits.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not them. It's two different actors.
Yeah.
It's a tall, skinny guy, and then like
a short, stocky guy.
Yeah, and it's
he was in Birdcage.
The guy.
Yeah, Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
It's those two.
He played
up.
It is. It's
from the cartoon.
The wife.
But like
Timon.
Real.
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, he played Timon.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's God, I fucking want to just rewatch that
movie
instead
night.
Of doing the second half of this podcast.
Do you guys remember Indian in a Cup?
Yes,
cupboard?
I do.
Yeah. I don't
fucking
remember
hell,
that.
Dude. That
toy
fucking
soldiers?
Gerbil. Toy soldiers.
Toy soldiers is amazing.
Did not
it's really
hold
dumb.
Up. It did not hold up.
It doesn't hold up,
small
but
soldiers?
It's hilarious.
Small soldiers.
Yep. Small soldiers.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hold up, but it's kind of hilarious to rewatch. Yeah. Like, it holds up in...
Kung Pao.
Fuck no.
You know I don't like Kung Pao. Like, I tried to rewatch that recently. Not even super recently.
Have you seen the second one?
They actually did the
sequel?
Unfortunately, yeah.
I didn't know that they did that.
No, they totally didn't.
No, they,
right.
they did.
I was going to say,
really
I know they, like, talked
for
about
a long
it,
time.
But, like.
They talked about doing it. Like,
yeah.
That was, like, in the works when they were
and
doing
it. Bob Odenkirk is like, I have better things to do.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I would assume so because, what was it? Super Troopers
we'll be right
one,
back after these messages.
Not great. Fucking.
That's why I have the shaker do that 50 times.
Hold on, before you cut us off, what's the one with blue steel? What's that one?
Oh, fucking.
The Z something.
Zoolander.
Zoolander, yeah.
Zoolander, they made a Zoolander 2 that flopped.
Anchorman 2.
Anchorman 2.
I thought that one was kind of stale.
There was a Zoolander 2. It came out and nobody
cared. A couple years ago.
Yeah, Anchorman 2 was really bad. I forget.
It wasn't even that bad. It was just super mediocre.
It was stale.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't remember specifically what it was, but it was something along the lines of the kinds of stories that they were doing that in the first one, the whole thing was that she didn't want to do the bullshit stories, and that's why she became like a head anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is like more of them doing that. And like outside of it being bad, it just didn't make sense as far as how that character was written. Like it didn't, the personality for that character did not line up.
Well, we're already going over, but I want to like bookend this.
Going overboard with Adam Sandler.
I just want to bookend it with.
That was Will Ferrell.
It was more like it was a series of sketches than it was like a coherent movie. I feel like that's what a lot of like modern.
What movie?
Modern comedy movies end up becoming. Like Anchorman 2 definitely felt like a bunch of sketches rather than like we were trying to make a movie. Like it was a bunch of like, let's let the comedians write this. And they were all like, wouldn't it be funny if this happened next?
Well, probably because a lot of the scenes in Anchorman 1, the good ones, the memorable lines are the ones that were, like, improv'd.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Steve Carell throwing the mayonnaise in the toaster.
Mm-hmm.
In his first take, he actually ate the mayonnaise and then couldn't continue his lines. Like, because it was too stupid. He couldn't do it without breaking. So then he's like, well, what if I put it in a toaster instead? And they're like, what? Like, how is that better? But that fucking Will Ferrell actually had lines in the phone booth and he just started screaming. And they're like, yeah, we're leaving that in.
Then I don't know. Maybe Will Ferrell just started sucking at one point and he never stopped sucking.
Like, it was more plot written and then they like did well. And so then the second one, they're like, well, let's just do that again. And I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, that's kind of more like when it happens, it happens.
Mm.
And
yeah.
That you captured it instead of like, let's force it then. Roger. So that would make sense of why.
Right. If they started off being like, let's just improv the entire time versus like, let's try and follow the story and then improv. And scene.
We'll see you in the second half.
Just say Matt's a liar.
Liar.
I thought he was honest as a toothpick.
I'm a standard.
That's why they call him Honest Matt. We're gonna hit that every time with something different. Gotta sing it.
Can we not?
I don't feel like doing
Dan
the second
eating
half.
On the
doing.
Podcast again.
It's a mukbang.
What are you talking about?
Dan.
Dan's eating a sandwich. I don't feel like doing the second half. We went too long on the first one.
We have nothing else to talk about.
We're spent.
How about you pop that twisted tea there, Kurt? Pop someone in the face with it. Remember that
Kapow.
One? That's old.
Memes.
I don't know, Dan. I don't
know. You
know
why they call
sure
submarine
it.
Sandwiches submarine sandwiches?
Oh, because the Russians.
Why?
Because they look like submarines.
That's not very fun.
No.
Mm.
That's
Do
all.
You know why?
Why?
Why deep sea divers fall backwards off the boat into the water?
So they don't
because
trip.
It's called a backdrop.
Because if they fell forwards, they would just fall into the boat.
I like that one. That was a dad joke.
So I don't feel like doing the second half of the podcast.
Especially after that one.
I'm looking at Sydney. I'm looking at Sydney over here, and he just like Snitz. Looks like sour. Like he just isn't
Ate
happy to be anywhere. That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Guys, warm me up. Come on.
Guys.
What's some good shit? What have you been up to?
You
the
ever,
other day. Wait.
Dan. Dan, what did Matt?
Yeah, the other day.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Hey, I haven't heard the Matt thing yet.
Dan, about the Matt thing.
Oh,
tell
am
me
I
the
supposed
Matt
to
thing.
Say something?
The, the what?
Matt, tell us the thing.
Oh, wait,
about
hold
the
on.
Dan.
You shut up.
Okay.
Shut your.
You be quiet.
Okay.
Hold on. You go again.
Shut your beautiful mouth.
All right. Yeah. All right. So, Dan, what's the best
You call me beautiful?
Just real handsome around the mouth.
It was just a white thing he did.
Excuse me, a white thing?
He corrected himself immediately afterwards. Means that he said, no, I didn't say that.
But I knew that he did say it.
I forget what we were talking about.
Women.
What are we talking about?
You.
He was trying to think about
who?
Eazy-E.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that straight up Compton guy. And I lost my shit in the kitchen.
He misheard me. I said straight out of Compton.
You said straight up
No,
Compton.
I said straight out of Compton.
The straight up Compton guy.
Eazy-E. I'm more willing to believe Dan's side of the story here, Matt. The straight-up Compton guy sounds like something you would have said.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I understand that you
like,
did
retroactively,
know.
You knew what was yeah. wrong with that statement. But,
but it's so funny.
Yeah, I'm white.
What have it?
Matt,
what are you going to do about it?
I'm chewing a Dagwood from Steak Escape.
Gross.
What?
It's basically their club. Steak Escape is...
Okay. The sandwich you were
restaurant?
Eating.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I just realized I was chewing that last bite into the mic.
Delicious.
I'm burping out.
You guys excited for the Mortal Kombat movie?
No.
No.
What?
It'll be fun.
Didn't we talk about that on a different episode?
Yeah. And then you walked away.
Fucking never mind.
Yeah. You were upset that I didn't care about.
Oh, is it one that I... Did I, like, bring it up and then have to leave conversation?
Exactly.
Oh, that's probably going to happen pretty soon.
Oh.
Speak of the devil.
Oh, that should be happening pretty soon.
But Devil's a part-timer, too.
Where the fuck is she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Devil is a part-timer, season two.
I'm excited. I need to rewatch
that.
Jerry was a race car driver, part two.
What is that?
Yeah.
We should watch
it's an anime.
Together.
Oh.
It's like a 12-episode anime.
Fucking
what's it about?
What?
What?
My neighbor texted me today at 6 p.m. You guys want some pizza? We ordered way too much, and I missed it.
Was it Andy?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Why doesn't Andy?
No, it was the hot bitches next door.
Not.
Remember when we all talked about like doing something, and then none of us have talked to them in 2 years living next door to them.
That's fine.
I want to.
It's been 2 years.
Go ahead and tell you right now. I'm like, none of you guys are going to talk to them.
I thought it would make an awkward situation if, like, you know, I was like, unless I marry this bitch, this is gonna be really awkward when we break up and our neighbors.
It's only awkward if you make it.
My thought was we're. Living next to a bunch of chicks that are living in a similar situation as us, and I don't want to be married to any of you fuckers here, so.
Well, I thought of it more like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And like, you know, maybe I just want to chill and like watch the show, but like.
Watch the show.
The show.
I can come over, like, because of course you can come over because you're right. There,
it's right there,
but maybe I don't want that access available 100% of the time.
You gonna tell them to smell your sheets?
Smell your sheets?
No, I'm not, Matt. I'm not saying there's a problem with getting them over here. I'm saying there's a problem with getting them out of here when they live right there. It'd be very.
I can stay over.
Not that I wouldn't like someone if I was dating them, but that's a lot of. That's almost like living with them from the get go if they're right there.
Yeah,
it seems like a lot of drama that could be avoided by just
by
not
talking to him
for 2 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
Potentially way more.
What?
There's a good chance you're never going to talk to them for the rest of your life.
I have no. Yeah. I had no intention of talking to him because you guys were like...
Maybe he'll come visit you after you move out, and they'll come out and be like, hey, didn't you used to live here? You'll be like, yeah, but I moved up, baby. And they'll be like, ooh, and you can drive off in your Lamborghini.
Kurt would never
buy
a Lamborghini.
Yeah, my functional car, that's not a golf cart. Were they the ones that drove around in the golf cart?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe. No, that's stupid. I didn't care for that. Listen, doesn't matter how hot they are, driving around the neighborhood in a golf cart does not.
Our neighbors call them the Mormons because they like never come out.
The girls never come out?
Yeah, they never come out.
Huh. Except for in their golf cart.
Or they're mowing their lawn and they're like fucking booty shorts. But that was it.
That's super Mormon.
Super Mormon.
How come I don't have Andy's number?
I have Andy's number.
You talk to Andy?
Yeah, you don't talk to any of our neighbors.
No. You don't talk to anybody.
Yeah, you're the Mormon.
You Mormon.
I waved to Andy when I, like, go inside. He's like, hey.
And you're like,
out of courtesy.
Hi.
And then I, like, awkwardly, like, pull out, like, a tall boy. And
hey, I acknowledge that you live there. Like, do you acknowledge I live here? Good. Now I will continue to not talk to you for the next while.
That's how I am with my neighbors.
I mean, it's nice that he's giving us a letter and everything.
He has three.
I wish I didn't have neighbors.
Is it nice, or is he just trying to get rid of all those fucking letters?
You know?
Can I talk to you guys about an awkward neighbor experience I had?
All the time you can talk to us about that. I want to hear it always.
I want all the spicy deets.
Give me the gossip.
Was this some kind of cuck situation?
What if tits were spicy?
No. Okay, so.
He said, actually, I'm not into this. He said, well, now I still live here.
Okay, I don't know if you guys have gathered by now that I'm not a super social person. I generally don't socialize with people unless I necessarily have to.
You have your conversations into a mic and then send it to people.
It's easier to do it in your own house.
Both Matt and Dan apparently have our neighbor's phone number. He has helped us out a couple of times. Like, he's actually
not the neighbor's phone number I want. Not I don't want to have Andy's phone number.
Dude, he offered you free pizza.
Yeah. I know, and I missed it. I didn't turn my fucking notifications back on. I watched The Social Dilemma and it got me, man. I turned all my notifications off.
That's not going to do
people
it.
People told me that I'm hard to get a hold of now.
All right, you're an idiot.
Just watching Walking Dead nonstop.
Now I'm just talking to no one.
Uninstall the apps if you want, like... Okay, holding on. A weird neighbor thing that happened to me.
Neighbors.
I moved out of my parents' house. But I still occasionally visit them because I don't have anything delivered here. Because
he doesn't want the government to know where he lives.
You change your stuff over?
I'm not going to admit anything on the internet right now. I still live where I have lived legally, declared on my taxes.
Kurt, you should change your taxes to over here because you get more money back.
Yeah, because you're
wrong.
Paying
bongo,
a
Matt. That's time wasted. Shut up.
His dad claims him as a dependent and then just gives him a cut.
Yeah, that's.
I have not been claimed as a dependent since I was
18. Anyway,
I made too much at Walmart. Weirdly enough, any hoozle,
any doozle.
My parents' house next to them. There's like a guy who plays basketball, and for whatever reason, every time I pull up there, he's also like playing basketball there.
The cop?
No. Right next door, right to my left, where my hot neighbor used to live.
Didn't you used to like dog sit them or something?
We're getting way out of depth here, Dan.
This is important for the listeners.
Yeah, didn't you have access to like their house relation when they weren't home?
Yeah.
I had access to both of my neighbors' houses when they weren't home, but this is not the...
Now, did you have that same access when they were home?
And that's how I got this crazy mustache.
How I got this scars.
That's how I grew hair on your chest.
Yeah.
That's how I grew hair on your chest.
All things you can steal from someone's house.
I was visiting my parents'
house.
Great
personality.
Okay.
And I pull up into the driveway.
Ooh.
And I collect my packages and what have you, and I go in there. And every time I'm getting ready to pull out, this guy comes out into his driveway and starts like shooting hoops and stuff like that. And I'm sitting in my car, kind of like looking at my phone, and I can kind of feel like a gaze, like this guy wants to like
wants you to notice that he's playing basketball,
or like give you like a what's up,
like
or
a reason to
like. Just like
he wants to be acknowledged.
And Curtis is not going to give him the time of day.
This is what I was saying earlier. I acknowledge that you're here. Do you acknowledge that I'm here?
Right, right.
He's waiting for that wave of relief, Kurt.
Yeah, so I'm sitting in my car, and I show up there, like, every other week, maybe. And he, like, I can hear him bouncing around, like, shooting baskets and stuff, and I can feel, like, the gaze on me. And then once I immediately look up, I see him, like, stop, like, halfway through a dribble and then, like, do an awkward, like, queen wave at me.
Like, he's waiting for you to look up.
Yeah. And he's kind of, like, wide-eyed, and I go, and I fucking back out, and I get out of the neighborhood as best I can.
Next time, why don't you challenge him to do a little one-on-one?
play a little game of horse.
Mono-y-mono.
Offer him one of your
because
fucking tall boys.
Because that's a fucking crazy person. Why is he? Why does this keep happening to me?
Because, Curtis, if you beat him and demasculinize him, he will stop talking to you.
He's being polite. He's like, oh, this person is in the other driveway adjacent to me. I should wave to him. And he's waiting for me to look up.
Is it the neighbor that always told me to move my fucking car?
No, that's the ass. I wouldn't give a shit. I would flip him off before I would.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, it's literally the other side of my driveway.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
And you're like, I still know how to get into your house as you pull away.
I still don't. I mean, I could break into it. I know where the woodpecker did the most damage, so if I wanted to, like, burrow into his walls and, like, live like a horror villain.
Quite the amount of insight on someone's house.
Yeah.
That woodpecker was a menace to everybody.
If I take a Zelda bomb to this area.
Kapow.
No, but
find a faster
way
to somehow get to,
Well, the thing
place?
I'm...
Yeah.
What I gathered is, like, he wants to get to doing his basketball shooting practice thing, but he also wants to wave to me first. I think that's what he wants to do. He wants to make sure that he's not being
you
rude.
Know he's fucking cool, man. And he's banging those three-pointers.
He wants to go he's out and be
Space
like
Jam,
swish,
man.
Bro. Yeah, he's got Lola Bunny all over him.
No, I think it's just more like but he like notices there's somebody else outside, and he wants to be like, I don't want to be the dick who gets too into what I'm doing and just ignore like a wave. So he tries to preempt that, but I'm trying to ignore him because I don't really live here and I don't care that he's playing basketball.
You're not my neighbor anymore.
Yeah, you're not my neighbor. I don't care.
You're a stranger now. Stranger, motherfucking danger.
When I lived there, he
now
didn't
just
live there.
Somebody that you used
no, to. No. When I lived there, that guy did not live there. So, like, I had moved out before this person was an entity in my life. So.
Oh. It's a new neighbor.
Yeah. It was before even we moved out.
Oh,
so
that's even creepier that you know how to break into his house now. There's no backstory for
it's
him.
It's a new neighbor, yes it is.
So you could just tell him, I know how to get into your fucking house. But like, what?
Yeah, I would have to scale 15 feet and then punch a hole into your wall.
You're pretty
easy.
Agile, Curtis.
No, I'm not.
You could use one of those ladders that Andy was giving us.
I have a literal trick knee, like at the age of 28. That's
a trick knee.
A knee that could be easily
do tricks.
Is there any music in this half?
Is it like
it's really yeah, like
we already heard it?
Dry.
Yeah, we're halfway. Whoa. Yeah, no.
Really dry.
I ended like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, shit.
What this half?
No, the bit of music that was at the mid section.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we've been talking forever.
You want another song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something.
Hey.
I'm running out of steam here.
Me too.
Yeah, let's throw in this beat.
Do you guys just want to call it? We went over on the first one.
You like that?
That was fun.
I made that in a podcast episode a long time ago because you said that. You just really had a tough time talking. And I made that, and then Ian told me that that was my best beat that I've ever made. I was like, but it was stupid. I wasn't trying to make that beat good.
Nice.
That's what you wanted?
Yeah.
We did it.
I feel better now.
All right.
Rejuvenated.
Yeah. I'm fucking pumped, man.
Psyched.
You want to do more of that, like, southerner guy that's not actually southern, but he's trying to fit in with southerners? Remember that bit? That
Kid
was
Rock.
A cold open. That was about an hour ago.
That's like
40 minutes
4 days
on real-time play.
You were ago.
Not real-time.
You were ago.
It's Thursday now.
To the listener.
What?
What?
Sunday.
Do I want to do, like, more of that character?
Do you guys want to read this fucking script?
No.
with the acting coach guy.
He wasn't going to teach
from
us anything.
Fucking three episodes ago.
Let's just play D&D.
Said, wow. Can read the rest of the line.
That was the best skit I ever read.
It didn't make any sense. There was only half the lines.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was hidden from you guys. That was, I was read.
That was the joke.
Yep.
It's a good one.
Solid input.
I mean, I'm having...
See, how do you guys feel about George Carver?
Who?
George Washington Carver.
Oh.
The inventor of 100 ways to use a peanut or whatever.
It's something like that.
I thought that was Booker T. Washington.
He did some... Man, that guy was nuts.
Damn.
Oh, man. He is the real nutty professor.
Good night.
Kurt's done.
He helped produce Charlie Brown.
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
What else is a nut related joke that you can make?
Sex, yeah.
Yeah. Got him.
Curtis thinks this is
he's
not
gonna
good.
Twisted T himself away from
is
this
he
conversation.
Trying to leave? Yeah. Wait,
don't let
leave.
Him.
Here, cheers on the twisted tea, and then let's talk about, like, Australia or something. You were reaching for it. You were so close. Here, take this. Oh, you're grabbing the headphones again. I got them.
Australia.
Cheers, mate.
I'm a kangaroo.
Kurt, what do you know about Down Under?
All right. I already learned you guys about the Emmy Awards, right?
You learned us all up.
Do you guys know about Ned Kelly?
No. I'm so glad that there's
there's an actual
going
thing.
Somewhere.
Real scooped on that.
All right. Guys, let me learn you about Ned Kelly. He was a Bush Ranger. Now, Bush Rangers were essentially the outlaws of Australia, okay?
Yeah.
And... Dan, how much do we have left of this episode? Because I'm going to...
10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, I'll go into this. So, Bush Rangers, kind of like outlaws, they would go around... They would kind of do good work if they could, but mostly wrangling horses and stuff like that. Australia, British colony. The British people were generally better off there, and then everybody they sent over there were peasants and shit, right? So, Ned Kelly tried to live a good life, you know, blah, 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 alcoholic father, rough upbringing. At one point...
Had an alcoholic father.
Had an alcoholic father. And,
the way you said that.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about Ned Kelly.
Tell us up good.
Eventually, he became a bush ranger, and one of their big things was stealing horses and then forging sale of these horses and then, you know, getting money from that. So that's how these gangs started. You know, the Italians they would sell the spaghetti.
Frank Abagnale.
And then the Irish people, they would sell the whiskey, and that's not how the Irish people sounded. And then the other mobsters.
Yeah, that was more Italian.
And then the Jewish mobsters would be like, "Oy vey,
we sell at a higher price."
Yeah, everything.
Sorry, we're not anti-Semitic on the podcast.
We aren't, but there was a Jewish mob at one point or another.
Nice.
I looked him up.
I believe it.
And he says he's known for wearing a suit of bulletproof armor.
Hold on.
During a shootout with the police.
It sounds like the climax.
He ruined the story.
Wanted to get into it.
Yeah.
Sorry. He also only lived to be 25. So yeah. I don't think that bulletproof armor worked.
Cool, you wanna
it worked actually really well.
You want to do all the campy stuff now that he already gave us the ending?
No, okay. So, first off,
it
actually worked pretty well because it was not just a shootout with police, but like all of the police that they had.
Like including Sting. All of the boys.
He became an actual outlaw because
of Sting.
He robbed several banks.
Yeah,
he was
a
bank
a sting
robber.
Operation.
He was a bank robber and stuff like that. And
he was an Australian James Dillinger.
Correct. But he worked
John
with
Dillinger.
He was more of like, you know how we look at Western outlaws, right? Like as these guys that just pull off a bunch of heist after heist.
Let's rob that train.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, he did that a lot more consistently than if you look in the history of our outlaws, they pull off like
one or two. We're going to be set for life, boys.
And they literally are. Yeah.
And then they're good.
He was literally like one after another, after another, after another.
Like I just like stealing. It's not about the money.
It was just a pastime.
He was like a Robin Hood.
He was just good at it.
Yeah,
a Robin Hood.
Was he distributing to the poor?
Yeah, he would take over a town.
He was also blocking.
And he would shut down the telegraph like system at like the railway because that's how people communicated. And he would basically
do a whole Airbuds 11 operation by himself.
No, but with his gang.
Oh.
With his
He had a gang.
His gang.
It was gang.
It was called the Kelly Gang.
Gang, gang.
After a while. It wasn't called that originally, but it became the Kelly Gang. And they would take over a town. They would basically steal off everything, and they would quarter everybody off to one building.
Yes.
And during that time, they would be completely amicable to these people. They would say, hey, nobody's going to get hurt. One of his guys stole a gold watch from a bank teller who was taking a bath.
A bath.
There was a bank teller taking a bath.
At the bank?
He went to the bank. They were going to rob the bank. And the bank teller was in the bath. And
in the bath? At the bank?
At the bank. He had a bath at the bank.
Most banks do, of course.
Damn,
in Australia, apparently.
Up. I like to have a hot tub in the vault. You know?
And they're like, here, give us the keys so that we can rob this bank. And he's like, not until I'm done with my bath.
Oh.
I need my
And then one of
clean.
His boys.
Boys!
Stole his gold watch. And then later on, while everything's going on, one of the guys recognized that one of his boys had the gold watch. And then Kelly was fucking pissed. And he's like, give that guy back his watch. He gave back the bank.
We're not here to rob the guy. We're here to rob the bank.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
And when they were in these banks, they would also destroy all of the writs of like
this is at a time when like banks are insured. So that's why he's okay.
Banks were insured, and he would also burn all of the debts that everybody would have, too.
Ah,
so he was kind of endeared to the public and stuff like that. Now, the shootout with the train station. Let's move on to that real quick.
He was at a train
station. So he's done this a couple of times, and he's gotten better at it. But eventually, they kind of get cornered, and he's like, fuck it, let's make our last stand. Their idea is they're going to take over a town, and then they're going to lure in a train that's going to have all the police force in it. That's why I said the police force, not just the police. Like, there was a train of all of the police in Australia. And their idea was they were going to blow that train off its tracks and then gun them all down.
I'm enjoying this potentially more than the listener, because we're currently listening to the Ocean's 11 soundtrack.
Yeah.
Giving it a little extra to this.
So, that was the original plan. But, they take over the town, like they usually do, and they lure in the guys that are coming there. But one of the people says, hey, I gotta take a piss or something like that. And he goes and he warns the train that's coming. So, the police train stops. And they don't get blown off the tracks. So what Ned Kelly decides to do is they've already decided this is going to be their final shootout anyway.
Yeah.
He fashions an armor out of
quite the ambitious
plows and stuff like that. Like, this is heavy armor.
Like metal.
Yeah, like it's not about mobility.
Yeah, this is literally just completely armored.
Tank.
His other gang, and they do one last stand. like a farmhouse sort of thing. No, it's in a bar. It's in like the tavern.
Oh my god, that looks awesome.
Oh my god, yeah, I just looked up his armor.
It looks like he's wearing a bucket on his head.
Yeah, the so OG this is like head. Pounded
oh,
out
like
of-
that guitarist? What's his name?
Buckethead. Anyways.
It's like a Skyrim armor.
So.
It's fucking like medieval C-3PO. Yeah.
So, he's got this on, and
he's gonna nibble at your ankles.
They storm, they basically storm the place where he's got all the hostages. They let all the hostages go, basically. And then they keep shooting out for a while, and he ends up going and goes out in a blaze of glory, as you would imagine.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's fucking amazing.
How big was his gang?
Gang.
It was big enough that they could take over like several towns and stuff like that. It wasn't like it was enough that it embarrassed the entire Australian government. Like they were able to completely escape and get away and do financial damage to a lot of people for a long time. So they weren't just like John Dillinger. Or like Bonnie and Clyde sort of thing. It was literally these guys were actually fucking things up. Like
doing shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just that the police force wasn't really
but
were
they really fucking it up? Or were they just fucking it up to the government's point of view?
To the point of the government's point of view, 100%, because
it sounds like the people were kind of on board with what was going on.
Yeah. There are parallels with Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa?
El
that
Cucaracha.
Like a cool drink.
It is a cool drink, and it's a Mexican revolutionary. Look him up sometime. But Ned Kelly, I'm on the opinion he was the Robin Hood good guy. There are other people who says he was just kind of a scoundrel, but
chaotic menace, an anarchist.
Yeah, I glossed over a bunch of things. Like he tried to live like a normal life at one point, and then the cops just kept fucking with him. Because his family
a
was...
A true communist, it sounds like.
No, yeah. He wouldn't sell horses if he was a communist. He'd distribute those horses to the people. These aren't my horses. These are our horses. No. I think he was just a guy that was forced into a shitty situation and went out like a goddamn badass. I think Ned Kelly is more of a Western hero than most of the Western guys we know. Like, I looked at Butch
what about that one guy that made that crazy
you know that it's
Elon Musk.
What was his fucking name? You know
Killdozer.
Killdozer, yep.
Killdozer yes. Is Ned Kelly.
Yes. Australian? Well, Killdozer is American.
Yes, yes. So that's a modern equivalent of Ned Kelly as Killdozer.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
So his armor is held in a library in Australia.
To find the episode where Kurt talks about Killdozer, listen to all of our other episodes. Listen to all of them. Tell your friends to listen to them, too, at thewhatsonlinepodcast.com, or you can email us at imwhatsonline@gmail.com. Also, facebook.com/whatsonlinepodcast or whatsonlinepodcast on Instagram. We don't have a Twitter. Sorry. Anything else? Oh, my album came out. I haven't mentioned that at all. Mad Wolf. MADWOLF. It's on there. Go listen to stuff. There's like fucking 5 or 6 albums on there now.
I think you've released some tracks that I've been on.
Yeah, the whole Little
album.
Lake EP was 6 songs that Kurt sang on all of them.
You're fucking
if you hear
flute
Kurt
solo
actual singing.
Masterpiece.
Huh?
The
recorder flute solo, whatever the fuck it was. Not flute. Penny whistle? Sure.
Any whistle.
The recorder.
What are you talking about?
Was it a recorder?
Oh, the ocarina.
Oh, it was the ocarina.
There's going to be a third verse of that song instrumentally, but that's for a different episode to talk about.
Bye.
Bye.
Roger
Dodger.
IBS.
Take your headphones as well. Listen to them too.
Ask me about Australia more when we're like.